Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, you are now tuned in to the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from a beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time. So we're going to jump straight into it. So one of the things I wanted to get into it with you guys and girls about was we're going to be talking about today about Zoom. As you guys and girls can see, Zoom released its quarterly earnings. Quarterly earnings came out today, pretty much a quarterly earnings for people who are not aware. This is a financial report that comes out on the 10-8. I'm sorry about that. It comes out on a 10. It's called a 10Q. 10Q. 10Q, the 10K is for annual. 10Q is for the quarterly reports. But they put it out on an 8K report. But we're going to take a look at what they said today. So Zoom stock, the last time I looked at it, it was up about 5 to 6%. Let me double check here. See if something's changed. I know my microphone keeps going out. But if you're catching this live, don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Right, y'all give me 1 second. I'm going to double check to see where Zoom is at right now, how much it has gone up at the time of this recording. Zoom. 1 second here. Yeah, Zoom is up 6%, up to $220 today. The stock moved about 12 bucks a day. So, you know, of course, ladies and gentlemen, everybody knows that Zoom has benefited from the pandemic that has been going on around the country. A lot of people that stay at home, a lot of companies that stay at home and things like that. So today, what are we going to do? We're going to look at the competition. We're going to look at the revenue. We're going to look at the debt, and we're going to look at the opportunity costs. Inside of that competition, inside of that debt and revenue and things like that, we're going to do a little cross comparison, and we're going to see, is Zoom worth the ride? Is it time to get on board with Zoom, right? So let's jump straight into it. Somebody comes in and says, Peace King, let's talk about money and make some money. All right, nice, nice. I'd like to hear that conversation. So the first thing is we're going to talk about what is the competition to Zoom. So for the people out there who don't know what Zoom is a video conferencing company. That's all it does is specialize in video conferencing. You know, you log on, a lot of TV shows use them, More importantly, a lot of companies are using them. And how do they make money? Well, we're going to get into how they make money in the revenue side of the house, but that's pretty much what it is. When you look at the top competitors, you're pretty much looking at Skype, and you're pretty much looking at Microsoft Meetup. Microsoft Meetup and Microsoft also own Skype. And you also have things like Google Hangout, which is obviously owned by Google. So those are the top competitors. You have some other ones out there. Names are not as big. But the top competitors, is really what you're really seeing is Google and Microsoft with Skype and Skype Meetup and what was the other one I just said? Oh, I just slipped my mind. Google Hangouts, things like that. So it's a place where, and the reason why you've seen it with stay-at-home orders, with the pandemic going on, a lot of companies have subscribed to using video teleconferencing calls. So Zoom, already been in that space, it's been around for a while, it started to knock a lot of things out of the park, but that industry became very big, essentially, seeing a big uptick in everybody else. Now we're going to talk about the competition. What is the competitive advantage that Zoom has? So when you look at all the companies I just said, Meech, what's going on? That's my guy Meech right there. Roland Tate, what's going on, Roland? Now, when you look at the first thing with Zoom, the first thing, the competitive advantage that Zoom has is that's all it specializes in. All it specializes in video conferencing. Microsoft does not obviously specialize in video conferencing. It does it, but it doesn't specialize in it. Just like Uber is trying to do self-driving cars. Google is trying to get a self-driving car too, but it doesn't really specialize in transporting people, but it does it on the side. So Zoom is one of the only big companies out there that really specialize in video conferencing calls. And that is, you know, publicly traded, a big company, right? So that's just a competitive advantage because everybody else kind of do it on the side, but you have Zoom who specializes in doing that. So that's a competitive advantage that it has. So we're going to get into, now that that's his competition, we're going to look into some of the revenue streams. We want to see where this money is coming from, how are they making money, how are they doing, how do they match up and everything like that. So the first thing, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the revenue streams. How much money is Zoom making? So the first thing I'm going to do here, ladies and gentlemen, let's share my screen and we're going to read the reports. So this can be found on the SEC.gov, which is Security and Exchange Commission.gov. And so you won't say that what I'm saying is not what I'm saying. This came out today, right? So the first line you see here, first quarter total revenue is $328 million, up 169%. Number of customers contributing to more than $100,000, 90% overall, 90% growth in that. Approximately 265 customers, 65,000 customers with more than 10 employees. That's up 354%. So as you can see, they spiked, had a great first quarter in the 2021 fiscal year. Now, when you look at revenue, revenue is up 169%. When you look at the net income is up. The cash flow, they have a $1.1 billion in cash. Right here, you can see, ladies and gentlemen, total cash and cash equivalent. They're reporting they have $1.1 billion in cash. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They reported no debt. No debt, $1.1 billion in cash. That is a plus. Now, when you look at their revenue streams, it's a pretty simple concept when you look at their, I don't think they had it on here. Let's see here. Let's see if they got it. Let's see if they address it on here. So right here, this is their revenues, total operational expenses. Those are the numbers. I'm going to see if they talk about them, but they don't talk about them in this exact report. I looked up their 10K report, and pretty much Zoom makes its money off of people subscribing. That's it, right? They make their money off of people coming in. I think you get a free 20-minute call, but if you do more than 20 minutes, you have to pay for a subscription. So now we know what happened in the past. That's great. Y'all had some great revenue in the past. What is the outlook? So right here, they are predicting second quarter total revenue is expected to be between $495 million to $500 million, right? It's expected to be between $300 million. It'll be, you know, pretty much, all right. So pretty much they're expecting their revenue to grow in the second quarter. Total revenue is fiscal for the full fiscal year. That's what they're expecting. The revenue outlook takes into consideration the demand. So right here, this is what they're expecting right here. The outlook is very important. The revenue outlook takes into consideration the demand for remote work solutions for businesses. It also assumes the increase in the churn in the second half of fiscal year and compared to historic churn levels between customers or purchase monthly subscriptions for the year. So, okay, so they're using their historics and they're using people's paid subscriptions and people looking for remote work locations for businesses. This is why they expected to have a great year. This is why I become a little bit suspect of their revenue stream. They make their money. Let's look at their revenue stream. Let's break it down. Last year in 2019, what happened to their revenue streams? 83% of their revenue streams came from the United States. Whereas, you know, the rest came from overseas. So 83% of its revenue streams come from the United States for companies pretty much subscribing to Zoom, subscribing to use Zoom, right? So as you can see, we just went over the first quarter results. They had amazing years, you know, amazing first quarter. And they're predicting the rest of the year to be a great thing due to people, due to the demand of people looking for remote locations for companies. Now, this is where I get worried when I look at the revenue streams. Great year. We understand video teleconferencing is great. My question now is, can you keep it up? Will the demand stay there? What's going to happen when people go back to work and the economy opens back up? Will Zoom be as relevant, right? Will the demand start to curve? Because it's not like you have to pay the subscription. You can't cancel at any time. People can cancel the subscription at any time, right? People can cancel their subscriptions at any time. Here we go. He said, specialized makes a difference. Yes, you're right. He's talking about, Jamis is saying that Zoom specializes in video conferencing versus Microsoft does it a little bit. Microsoft got Skype. Microsoft got Team Meetup. Google got Google Hangouts, but it's something on the side. You know, it doesn't specialize versus, like, I use the example of, does Google try to experiment with self-driverless cars? Yes, but Uber, they have more of a dog in the fight, so they put more behind it. So that's how we're looking at it. How you doing, Ms. LaShawn? Ms. LaShawn says, hey. LaShawn says, Yes, subscription-based company. It's a subscription-based company. That's how it makes its money. This is revenue streams coming in from. Now, it had $1.1 billion in cash. It reported on April of this year, it had $1.1 billion in cash. That's very big. What happens when you have a lot of cash, when you have a lot of cash in a down economy, what do companies do? Excellent business model. Okay. Education as well, but Microsoft Teams will be on their heels. Yes. Microsoft Teams is the other one that's on their heels. Many companies are changing to people to work at home. The industry will grow. Okay. So Mrs. Shana is saying that she thinks the industry will grow. That's my concern with the revenue stream. What happens when everybody starts to go back to work? Will the demand for Zoom still be there in the second quarter of the remainder of the year? That's a question you have to ask, because stocks don't trade on what's happening today or what's happening in the past. They trade on what's happening in the future. So the stock right now is $220. I don't care about the price. Do I think it will zoom into the future where more companies remote? Now, I'm asking you guys this, girl, this is a bonus question. Here's a question for you. When you have a high level of competition, when you have high revenues like Zoom, they reported, boom, we have high revenues. But we have high revenues with a low barrier of entry. High revenues with a low barrier of entry. What does that increase? Again, I say when you're making a lot of money, and it's very easy to do, not very easy to do, but it's easy to do. What does that always attract? Starts with a C. And that's something you got to be concerned with. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook just created Facebook Teams or whatever it was. So Facebook kind of created their own video conferencing. Also, you see Microsoft Teams came along. You're seeing Skype. Will other companies start to pay attention to video conferencing more that they know is more of a demand? Will Google start to pay more attention to Google Hangout? Right? Now, number four, this is what's very strong for Zoom. What's very strong for Zoom, ladies and gentlemen? Zero debt. Zoom has had zero debt, I want to say, for the past 2 years. Very little to no debt. Right now, they reported zero debt last year. Little to no debt is on their books. So what do companies do when they have a lot of money, a large cash pile, $1.1 billion sitting in cash with little to no debt? What do companies do? The answer is companies usually look to invest, expand, or buy up the smaller guys. They invest into research and development to make their platform better. They expand, or they buy up the smaller guys. Who else is in that situation? Facebook is in the same exact situation where it has a large cash pile with no debt. So guess what? It just brought Gippy, G-I-P-H-Y. So that's a good thing. Zoom can expand with the research and development. The only thing about Zoom is that it's a big company, but I don't think it's big enough to dominate the space, if that makes sense. For a prime example, when you look at social media, you look at Facebook dominating, right? Because it's so big, it's a multi-billion dollar company. It's always kind of evolving. It's hard for somebody to come along and create another social media platform. But how hard is it for somebody to get into the video teleconferencing game? Right? Take some of y'all comments before I get into the next thing. LaShonda, you're exactly correct. Competition will increase. If you had a food truck and you put up a food truck and you sold cookies and you made $1 million, I mean, people standing around the line, you made $1 million of people buying cookies, right? You got 1 million people standing around the line buying cookies. What's going to happen? Somebody's going to come along and say, man, this guy's making $1 million from a food truck selling cookies. People are waiting around the line. Guess what? Before you realize, there's going to be another food truck there. Competition will increase. And sometimes Zoom competition has deep pockets, where you have deep pockets like a Google, Facebook, Microsoft might jump on your heels, or they might let you have your platform. I don't know. Mixed with, would a competition increase? Also, would there still be a demand like it already is? That's my concern. But financially, zero debt with a large cash pile, I like that. Only one revenue stream from subscriptions, I'm not too crazy about that, but that's where it is. Now, here's the next thing. Opportunity costs. What is opportunity cost, ladies and gentlemen? Opportunity costs is that I'm not saying that you are a bad investment, but what other investments can I compare you to? Right now, Zoom is trading for $220. What other stocks could I get for $220? I have Facebook that I could get. Okay. They're about $230. I have Microsoft, which is about $184. Disney is about, I think, $110. JP Morgan is about $100. Apple is about $300, which is a little bit out of our range. But it's in the neighborhood. So what opportunity cost? If I had $220 today, yes, I can put in a Zoom and take a bet on Zoom, but are there other better investments that's in the same exact space that are less riskier, right? Facebook. Is Facebook a better choice with $230? What about Microsoft? Is Microsoft a better investment, right? Because you got to ask yourself, in this space, Zoom, yeah, video teleconferencing is very important, it's very good or whatnot. Think about it. When Facebook came out, everybody laughed. When it went public, everybody laughed. But as soon as Mark Zuckerberg figured out a way to make money and it started working, here comes, you know, Instagram, which Facebook ended up buying. Here comes Snapchat. Here comes Twitter. Here comes all these other social media platforms. Pinterest, the list goes on. Periscope, everybody. Because think about it. Periscope was very important at one time. Periscope was like one of the first big companies that came out where you can stream in live to social media. And guess what Facebook did? Oh, here comes Facebook Live. Here comes YouTube Live. So now you can stream their live right into YouTube. You can stream live right into Facebook. You don't need to go to Periscope. That hurt Periscope. Remember when Snapchat came out and had all the little funny filters and it had a story on it? Guess what? Now Instagram has stories. Facebook has stories. Facebook got filters. Instagram got filters, right? Because Facebook tried to buy Snapchat. I don't know if y'all remember. Facebook tried to buy Snapchat, but Snapchat wouldn't sell. I think they should have sold. So Facebook said, okay, they hired the creators of, not the creators, but they hired the creators of the filters to come to Facebook. So that's my other thing. So opportunity costs. So competition. I think competition in the space will increase due to Zoom thriving in this particular economy. The other competition, the other risk is event risk. What if this whole pandemic thing kind of slowed down and people went back to work and this was a thing of the past? Will people still be intrigued by it? As you can already see with the competition, Facebook already jumped into the video conferencing game. Microsoft Teams jumped into the video conferencing game. Well, Microsoft was already there because they own Skype, but they jumped a little bit more into it. So when you're making a pile of money, Zoom is sitting over there with $1 billion of cash with no debt. Here comes the competition. People are like, ooh. That looks nice, Zoom. Okay. I'm thinking about creating a video teleconferencing myself, right? There's some other companies out there, but they're not the big names. So now here's a breakdown. Here's my verdict. Here go to only the ups for Zoom. It only focuses on video conferencing. Everybody else, Google plays with it. Microsoft plays with it. Facebook plays with it. But Zoom specializes. That's a positive for Zoom. Number two, no debt. That's a very big positive. Number three, cash pile. Large cash pile, no debt. More money goes to research and development. More money can go into expanding the business and platform, which can turn around and make more money for investors. So I do like the large cash pile, no debt, and it's focused. Number four, expanding. I already kind of pushed onto it. They have room to grow and expand their platform. Those are my four plus for Zoom. I mean, there are many more, but those are the four I'm going to talk about. Number three, event risk. What if the event of the whole pandemic scare, you know, when we had all this civil unrest and rioting and whatnot, everybody just kind of threw the pandemic behind the back. People are going back to work in the next week or two. Will the demand for video conferencing still be there? And the subscription is most of them are month to month. People can cancel the subscriptions at any time. Will that become an issue? When people get back to work and start going to work, will they cancel their subscription? Number two, competition. Will competition start to now focus on remote business solutions. People that wasn't in this space before, what they start to promote into it. Number three, the revenue streams. They only make money off of, it's my problem I had with Facebook. Facebook only makes money off of advertising. Lyft only makes money off of rides. Zoom only makes money off of subscriptions. Versus Uber, Uber makes money off of Uber, Uber Eats, Uber Freights. Has three revenue streams. When people stopped riding and they started jumping in cars for food, Uber Eats start to take off, right? Even though Uber Eats, so that's why I'm kind of shifting on one source of revenue. Next thing is the opportunity cost. What else can I do with this other $220 that can get me that same growth or close to that growth with a little bit less risk? You have things like Microsoft. You got things like Facebook, Home Depot, all these companies, JP Morgan, that are big, huge companies that you can invest in with $200 as well. So those are my pluses and my positives. Now, do I say, would I join the ride? Prince Dykes won't be joining the ride. The reason why is, yes, it'll be a fun stock. It'll be fun to see how it go, but really what's sticking out is opportunity costs. I see other companies that are a little bit, you know, I can get a share of Microsoft that pays dividends. That's one of the most slept on companies right now. I think one of the best stocks in the stock market. Apple, it's not too far from Apple. So me, for $220, if it was cheaper, maybe, but if for $220, probably not. That's my verdict. That's what you guys and girls got to say. Kevin, what's going on? Kevin said, have faith, Prince. Yes, when you're an investor, you always got to have faith, right? I'm not saying that Uber can't do it. I'm just saying those are the risks. They have event risk, right? Event risk, meaning that they benefited from the event. When the pandemic broke down, it was very beneficial for Zoom. But would the demand stay? That's my question. Would the demand stay? Wayne said StreamYard is a competitor. True. Well, I don't know I use StreamYard. But I don't know if businesses use it for video teleconferencing. I don't know if that's the case. But, yeah, StreamYard is a competitor. That's what I'm using right now to talk to you guys and girls. Kev said, do I think commercial real estate will fall while video conferencing rises? That's been a pretty big debate. Big companies are saying, hey, you know what? While everybody is at home, do we need to really rent this space? I think that got to be long-term, Kevin. Think about it, Kevin. If you owned a financial company, you had 10 employees. Due to the pandemic going on, you're video teleconferencing at home. Are you going to go just cancel your lease at the office? Are you going to cancel your office lease and say, well, you know what? I don't need that office. We all video teleconferencing. Probably not. Not now. Maybe a little time, maybe a little bit in the future, but I don't think that's going to be anything immediate because everybody's saying, hey, with everybody's working at home, everything is fine from working at home. Why not just stay at home? Why not just cancel the lease at my office and just work at home? I don't know. Unless something continues to go on, now we're seeing the economy open back up, things are kicking back in. I don't think that's going to be anything short term. That's my take. I don't think people are going to turn around and say, oh, man, you know what? You know, we can do this at home. Man, what do we need? Hey, cancel my lease at the office next month. What? I don't think so. Not right now. So I think commercial real estate and business, you know, will be around. But it's something to keep an eye out for. Nothing short term, maybe long term. Because I know everybody loves working at home. People wish they can't stay at home. When you got to go back to work, you're like, man, you sure we can't do this at the house? We had so much fun doing this at the house. So that could be a potential issue, right? So anyway, that's going to conclude today's topic. We pretty much talked about Zoom, very great earnings, very big numbers. They're sitting on a pile of cash with no debt. That's all for a tech company to be sitting on a pile of cash with no debt. That's very good for the future. But the only thing about it is I don't think Zoom is dominating that world. I think that somebody else can slide up in there because you already see Microsoft is there. You already see Google is there. Those are some big guys and girls that are right around the corner on your heels. So, but Zoom has a lot of capital that it can be aggressive with, maybe buy up some smaller guys, but it can become very aggressive in a video teleconferencing world. But, you know, we will see. Kevin said, maybe not completely gone, but downside with hoteling space. Yeah, I can see possible downsides. Maybe some, you know what? Some, you're right. Some people can downsize. They're like, you know what? I don't need an office that is that big. Or maybe I don't need an office with a huge conference room because we can do those online or whatnot. But we'll see. I don't think, but I think where you're speaking about the downside, downturn in commercial real estate, maybe a year. It's going to be a long, that's going to be a long term downturn more than anything else. Oh, I need to talk to him too. That's one of my mentors just texted me. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, I thank y'all for tuning in, catching it live. For the people that's catching it live here on Facebook, and for the people that are catching the premiere on YouTube and the podcast, The Investor Show. Thanks for everybody that's tuning into the show. But that's my little synopsis on Zoom. Hopefully, you took something away from that. If you want to invest in the Zoom, just know the risk that you're taking. You have an event risk. Zoom did very good numbers. But the future, what would a future lie for Zoom? Will other competitors come in, and will people cancel their subscriptions when they get back to work? People go back to work next month or whatever, later on this month, will they start to cancel their Zoom subscription? That's the question. That's what I'm kind of concerned with Zoom. So, no, I won't be joining the ride at this time because they're not dominating the space. Facebook is dominating. When you look at Facebook is dominating, Microsoft and Apple dominating, Amazon's dominating e-commerce. You don't have to question who's the king over in e-commerce. You don't have to question who's the king on the internet, which is Google. You don't have to question who's the king of social media, which is Facebook. You don't have to question Microsoft. You know, they're dominating this space, right? Zoom is not dominating this space. For $220, for a company that's not dominating their space, but they are good at, they are, and it's something that other people can jump into. I think that other people can jump into and get a little market share. So that's why I'm not too crazy about it myself. But it has good numbers fundamentally, large pile of cash, and they have a large pile of cash with little to no debt. But a lot of that cash came from the pandemic, and I don't know if they can hold on to it. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Prince Dykes. This is The Investor Show. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever's crazy you see me do around the globe, peace. Be safe, and I'm out, and thank you.